So I think in terms of inhabiting a new space and kind of giving consideration the research that I've been doing and trying to honor that research in regards to drums coming out of West Africa, specifically Senegal, and thinking about those things as beyond cultural objects, I think the gesture of showing them is already so weighted. And so the process for me was to figure out how to approach the material and still maintain the integrity and bring it into a new space without fully giving full access to the thing itself, you know, because I think that's a huge part of, you know, the themes that we're working with, where we're from, how we reckon and deal with lineage and our connection to space. So, yeah, I think for me, it was really about how do I envelop my audience in the material and bring them into kind of a different setting and a different system, but in a way that also still maintains the integrity of what I'm talking about and like its lived and embodied experience out in the world. So I installed a lot of dirt mixed with sand. I made these kind of plinths, pedestals that have this kind of strata of different materials, including clay, including sand, dirt. They had like cocoa. It's different dirt also that's from the Netherlands as well, which is interesting. And so coming here was really about, it was really about experimentation in terms of the space and how to bring people into a different environment that still feels alive and still feels like it's in process. Everything is all wet and it will take its time to dry, and hopefully the heat in the room that is being channeled in that space has an effect on these drum casts that I created for the pedestals to hold. And for me, I was just hoping to envelop people in a way where they feel like they're inside of the drummer, inside of the body, you know, or inside of a system that feels alive and has its own process that moves outside of time that we know. I mean, I'm as predominantly a sculptor. I think material is what drives my performance work as well, in the sense of how the material behaves and what it will or will not allow you to do, and what it makes you reckon with. And having more of a history in ceramics and working with clay, I think that it's like inherently talking about memory. You know, I think that it holds so much, and its job is to hold, but its job is also to filter and to remain also once everything has gone away. It's like the first thing that you find is evidence of civilizations is ceramic. And so I think that that's, it's just an important way that we are able to like mark time and understand history. So yeah, I think that material is everything, you know, and the body is everything in that respect. So yeah, very, very much a driving force in my practice. I am always looking to root any system that lives outside of the body back to the body. And so considering drums as, you know, more than just, I guess, you know, cultural objects even, you know, as like kind of living systems, you know, and their engagement with time and how they live in between spaces and in between times is something that was interesting to me. And then thinking about trying to bring that space or that idea back to the body anatomically, I arrived at the womb naturally, because it's a space where things are undetermined, but also it's a space where sound and language don't have a fine line between them. And I think that for me, that's how I was like looking at the drum and trying to understand what type of space, what gets formed and what gets built in that type of space, and like how can things transform. And so, yeah, the idea was to try to get as close to that space as possible. You know, even beyond the womb, I was also thinking about just like what it looks like and might feel like for somebody to have consistently been drumming, and like thinking about heat also as something that drives transformation and drives change, you know? And it's also, you know, it's able to kill, but it's also able to bring life at the same time. And I think that the womb and the drum do the same, you know? It's like you like reckon with like death when you work with an object or make an object in that respect, because it needs that in order to live. So, yeah,